Planning well in advance eliminates the last-minute panic of what to preach next. That's our key sentence as we welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the Executive Director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, pastors are busy people, and sometimes their week can get away from them. Can you identify at all with those ministers who sometimes find themselves late on Friday with no idea whatsoever about what they'll preach on Sunday?
Yes, not totally, I can't. No idea whatsoever what they'll preach on Sunday. I don't identify with that because I usually work ahead. But coming to Friday and knowing what I'm supposed to preach as far as the direction I'm going to go, but not having the details done, I identify with that a lot. I can identify with, early in my ministry, a lot of all-nighters on Saturday. And I'm not proud of that, but yes, I can identify with that. I can identify with sometimes being jealous of pastors in liturgical churches who always had the passages picked for them, you know, on a three-year cycle. You at least get four passages, one of those you're going to go to. I identify with a minister who once said to me, I think there are not 7 days in the week, but 2 days, Sunday, the next day, then Sunday again. You know, they just keep rolling around, and you never have that chance for a break. Yes, and then I also identify a lot with, when I was with the broadcast, you make a broadcast, and then you don't have the emotional opportunity to relax because you got a broadcast the next day. We were on 6 days a week, and the one day you're not on, you're thinking about it because Monday's going to come very quickly, and you got another broadcast to make. So that's just a part of life. I also think, Dean, that for ministers, you're just in a profession where it's very hard to plan the thing out always. You don't know who's going to die. You don't know where there's going to be a crisis, not only in terms of the family, but also in terms of, say, the church organizational structure. It doesn't happen like you're going and you're working at the candy factory and maybe the machinery will break down or whatever, but that's unusual. Usually it'll be just a small section. And I also think there's a sense in which, I don't want to make more of it than I should, but there's a sense in which emotionally you're in the lives of people at sometimes their worst or their best times. So weddings are emotional times, but funerals are emotional times. And you're wanting to be there as a servant of your people in the pastoral role. So emotionally, you're up and down all the time. And so pastoring is not the easiest work in the world. And your question behind it is kind of, can you schedule it out so that you're pretty much on top of things? The answer is yes, you can, but no, you can't, because you're not in control of that schedule all the time.
It somewhat depends on the pastor's perception of flexibility. Pastors need to have a greater awareness of not only the power that the Holy Spirit imparts, but the flexibility that the Holy Spirit would impart. And so planning is not necessarily a bad thing. For example, how do you think the Holy Spirit responds to the pastor who at midnight on Friday night is praying, God help me, because I don't have a sermon for Sunday?
Well, he may respond, heard that before. You know, this is becoming a pattern. I'm personalizing your question, okay? The Lord has helped me at those times. So he's answered my panic prayers. Very recently, I was in a situation where they said the person who was supposed to speak tomorrow morning couldn't get his visa out of his home country. Would you be willing to speak tomorrow morning? I said, sure, I'd be happy to. Then the real blow to the midsection. The topic you're supposed to speak on is... Then I thought, oh my goodness, old number seven isn't going to work here. Fortunately, I had pretty much the whole day to prepare, so I was prepared when the time came. But if they had said, and you're to do that at the 3 o'clock session this afternoon, I don't know what I would have said. That would have been a terrible panic prayer. The Lord probably would have answered, but I would say, I don't often come to you saying this, God, but you know what's happened. You're going to have to help. Because I feel a very strong sense of the Lord wanting to speak through me. I just don't want to get up and blab my mouth. I want to be able to say, I think this is a word from the Lord for you for this time. And if I'm given an impossible situation, then I would probably say, no, I'm not the person to come to. Because I don't believe I can prepare spiritually that fast for what you're asking me to do. You've just put me in a bind. But as far as the last-minute panic prayers, I've prayed those. It's been quite a while, though, since I've prayed those regularly. You know, there's a sense of saying, Lord, you know how this happened. I didn't intend this. And this is very unusual, but if you could help me this time, that's one thing. But if you say, I know this is the 16th week into the year and I've prayed this prayer 16 weeks in a row now, I think at that point that's pushing it a little bit far. But God can answer the prayer, certainly he can.
Yeah, there's a considerable difference between being asked to fill in at the last minute,
yes,
and knowing that you have to prepare a sermon week after week after week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Holy Spirit responds to prayers for help way ahead of time, as, say, a three-month preaching calendar is worked out by a pastor?
The answer to that is yes, and sometimes that's a harder thing to discern the mind of the Lord than for that one specific time. My personal feeling is that as I have planned, say, in radio, a three-month preaching schedule, or as a pastor, a three-month preaching schedule, those are not just easy things to figure out. Because, again, you're saying, this is not just what am I good at, what's been in my mind lately, but what is it that Jesus wants to say to these people at this time? And I'm projecting over a series. They're not always easy, but I find that I agonize no matter what. In fact, I think that most ministers do. They agonize over these things. And agony is that's an emotional word. Because someday will come when in eternity we're giving an account for what we've said, not just for idle words in conversation, but when we've been in the position of being able to be a spokesperson for Jesus and as his substitute saying what we think Jesus would say to that congregation. So it's a huge weight that you feel. And for the most part, as I talk to ministers, that's not something they take lightly. Either way, those are areas where if God talked out loud, it would be very easy to say, okay, I got it. I'm not sure that's what I would have said, and it stretches me a bit, but if that's what you want said, fine, because I heard it audibly. God's never spoken to me out loud like that. So you're trying to the best of your ability to be close enough to him and sensitive enough to him to be able to say what you feel he would say. And I don't care who you are as a human being, that's an awesome responsibility. I'm just glad that a person would be asking the question, praying about those things, because I think it takes prayer to come up with the right idea to those questions.
So I take it if you had a preference between last minute and planning, you'd choose planning.
That's characteristic of who I am. That's how I think. That's how I am most comfortable. And yes, it may be someone else would choose otherwise. They might be wrong. I hope I'm right. I like planning ahead, and I also like flexibility so that if at any given time the Lord seems to say, insert something here, change your plans, that I'm sensitive to that. I think there can be errors either way, you know. So I like longer range planning, and I like flexibility, and I like more than anything else that sense of peace that comes that says, as I'm standing here, I'm not just telling you what David Maines is thinking, but I have a word from the Lord for you. That's a highly presumptuous feeling. But there is that sense that comes. I have come here not on my own. I have come here as a servant of the Lord. And whether it's a chastising message or an encouraging message, whatever, I want you to hear that as not just something human. This is something very special because Jesus has called me to be his representative for you. So whatever that takes. Yeah, I like the planning better. I think it gives me more of a sense of saying I am doing my job well, as contrasted to the, and this is an extreme, but flying by the seat of your pants and, you know, riding with personality and talking real loud and fast and hoping against hope that you represented Jesus well. I'm uncomfortable with that. I take my responsibility very seriously. And I think that what I'm feeling, regardless if somebody would come down on either side, I think that's the way most ministers have that sense as well. They want to represent Jesus to the best of their ability.
Planning well in advance eliminates the last minute panic of what to preach next. That's our key sentence for today, and we're very glad that you joined us for this time together. You found our SermonCoach.com podcast on our website, SermonCoach.com. That's Sermon-Coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website, where we have many resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And as we always do, we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.